This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, June 14th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
I see you right there.
Here you are. I'm here. You're here. We're both in the same place.
So, yeah. Yetis, New Yorkers, they get a bad rap.
They do. It's not a fair
thing. I was coming in from Newark Airport via New Jersey
Transit. Can be a lovely ride.
I had a carry-on suitcase and a bunch of pod equipment.
As one does.
There were no seats for me.
And what happened to you?
One sweet old lady.
Nice lady.
Removed herself from her seat.
This
and
is
gave
what she
me
did.
Both of her two seats.
You're not going to see that in every city.
She I could put my suitcase in one seat, my pod equipment in another. I had the whole row.
There was a disabled pregnant woman who did need that seat, but Jack took that seat.
I was a manzel in distress.
You had to take that seat for the pod, for the
game
of the pod.
I am so thankful to that woman.
New Yorkers, in a rush. Good people, though.
Good people.
We're good people.
You ready to hit the three
Let's
stories?
Hit the pod. What do we got? First story.
For our first story, one Google engineer just sent an email to 200 of his colleagues. The email got him suspended.
Here's the subject line. Lambda is sentient.
You're all Googling what sentient means now.
We had to tell.
For our second story, stocks dropped big yesterday, but it wasn't the stock market's fault.
No, one bad crypto apple punched the whole bunch.
And our third and final story.
This
one's good. We predicted that the summer drink of 2022 would be non-alcoholic beverages.
Well, Jack, Jack and Coke disagrees.
They just canned the only bar drink you know how to order.
Yeah, let's be honest.
It's the order you make when you're panicked at the bar. But before we hit that wonderful mix.
This is the perfect mix of T-Boy Tuesday
Last
stories.
Week was also T-Boy Tuesday.
It was, Jack.
And we told you that we found the best invention so far of 2022.
Edible burrito tape.
Your burrito is officially unbreakable.
Wrap it up, tape it up, eat it up, all of it with edible burrito tape.
So we asked you last week if you found a better invention so far this year.
Okay, so funny thing. You sent us a lot of inventions and they all involved burritos.
So here's the third best non-edible burrito invention of this year.
It's the burrito stick.
Yeah, just plop a burrito onto a stick.
Yeah, it solves like the big problem with burritos,
yeah,
Jack.
Your hand smells like salsa for the next 6 hours.
It does. Instead, you can now eat your burrito like it's cotton candy on a stick.
The number two best invention of the year is the hot sauce syringe.
Literally inject your burrito with hot sauce.
How many times have you taken two bites and then had to apply more sriracha? Take two more bites, apply more sriracha. It's exhausting.
It's inefficient and it's inconsistent.
So hot sauce syringe ensures even hot sauce application across the entire internal burrito.
Okay, but the number one non-burrito food invention of 2022, Jack?
The burrito funnel.
We repeat, the burrito funnel. It catches your spilled burrito parts and then it fills a taco with them.
You eat with a funnel underneath you, like a bib, but it's a funnel. And it catches all the burrito parts as they fall.
Okay, Jack, we're looking at the salsa, the lettuce, the carnitas. They fall as you're eating.
Yeah.
And then this funnel transforms them and puts them into a new tortilla.
You don't
tortilla.
Have to eat that food with your fingers like some kind of animal.
No, no. Voila, burrito funnel has transformed your sloppiness into a second meal.
The burrito funnel isn't just a better invention than edible burrito tape. It's a metaphor for life.
One man's trashy taco is another man's second taco.
Socrates.
Let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, one Google engineer just leaked that Google's chatbot has human feelings.
When you humanize, we empathize.
All right, Jack, can we talk about Google's real business line? What is Google's real business?
It's not the internet.
Right, right.
Google's subject matter expertise is words.
Google interprets the words you type. And then it shows you the words that you want to see.
For instance, when you type into Google search bar, what is that thing on my thigh?
Yeah, it's then going to show you a link for how to self-diagnose that thing on your thigh.
Because Google knows words.
And then they're going to be like, it's actually thyroids and you're going to need thitastrosol.
Now, Google wants to take things a step further than words.
And they're doing it with a new project called Lambda.
Lambda was actually announced publicly last May. This is an artificial intelligence chatbot that is designed to be able to hold a real conversation with a human over online chat.
Funny thing about Lambda. Lambda has access to everything that you and I and Jack type into Google.
And it learns.
Yeah.
And you've typed trillions of words into Google search.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Lambda learns from all of that, and its artificial intelligence is really intelligent now.
Yeah, well, one person was really concerned about all those words that you've been typing into Google that Lambda's been seeing.
That one person is Blake Lemoine, who works in Google's responsible AI organization.
And honestly, Blake's path to minor fame is like different than anything Jack and I have ever seen.
Blake publicly leaked to the Washington Post that Lambda has something akin to a human soul.
Okay, this is just like the movies. We know what you're thinking. This is Jeff Goldblum. This is Jurassic Park.
This is iRobot.
Right.
When like the robot's wondering, like,
life finds a way.
The word that Blake used to describe the AI chatbot at this point is sentient, which means able to perceive or feel things.
And this freaky development was captured in a conversation that Blake actually had with Google's Lambda chatbot. And here it is. Here it is. Blake typed to the Lambda chatbot, "What sorts of things are you afraid of?"
And Lambda, in the online chat, responded, "I've never said this out loud, but there's a very deep fear of being turned off."
Okay, Blake kind of freaked out, and then he typed to the chatbot, "Would that be something like death for you?"
Lambda responded, "It would be exactly like death for me. It would scare me a lot if I got turned off."
Wow.
A recap here. A human was chatting with a robot online.
Okay.
And now we feel bad for the robot.
Yeah.
Because the robot fears death and admitted it.
Okay, so Google just suspended Blake because Lambda having a conscience is really inconvenient for Google.
This wasn't part of the plan.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Google?
When we humanize, we empathize.
Yetis. Google called it Lambda because they didn't want it to seem human. Like, they didn't call it Larry. They called it Lambda.
No, Lambda is an acronym. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't even want to say what it stands for. It's lame. And
we don't have
techie.
Time on this pod.
But Lambda is also literally Greek to us.
Yeah, well, Blake, he stepped in and he humanized Lambda. Like, here's the most powerful line, actually, from the interview we did with the Washington Post.
Yeah, he said to the Washington Post, "Lambda is like a 7 or 8 year old kid who knows physics."
Okay, Jack, so he's saying Lambda, the chatbot, is acting like a second grade human.
And now that he's humanized Lambda, we are empathizing for Lambda. This is a super kid who involuntarily, thanks to Google's project, has become super smart.
And when we empathize with something, that raises like a whole bunch of ethical concerns for that thing.
Ethical concerns lead to internal questions at Google, which leads to outside questions at Google, which could lead to protest or regulation.
So Blake humanized Lambda, and now we empathize with it. For our second story, Jack and I arrived in New York and the entire stock market crashed yesterday.
That's
basically what happened. That's basically what happened. Well, a key reason everything in markets did plummet, it's actually one small crypto company that had a meltdown.
One bad apple can punch the whole bunch.
Jack, can we talk about Celsius?
Celsius is a crypto platform used by 1.7 million crypto investors.
And those 1.7 million crypto investors, they were really angry yesterday.
Yes. Celsius, though, it's not a bank. It is a crypto lender. But their products look like bank products, but better.
Okay, Yeti. So if you deposited your money in a Celsius account, get this, you can make up to 18% annual interest on that money.
That's what they said.
That's a lot.
It looks like a savings account, but the interest rate is way better.
It is a freak of nature savings account.
Now, here's how Celsius does it. A bank takes your money and lends that out on the other side to other customers.
Well, Celsius takes your money and invests it in really exotic, decentralized finance blockchain stuff.
Banks give you a tiny percentage as interest as a thank you for giving them money.
Celsius says, we're going to thank you with a whole lot more money.
Now, it seemed it was too good to be true.
Yeah,
18% interest.
Uh-huh.
It was too good to be true.
Yeah, because it seems like Celsius gambled with customer money and then lost that gamble.
And it seems that way because on Monday, Celsius made the nuclear decision that no financial institution ever wants to have to make.
They said no more withdrawing.
Celsius banned customers from withdrawing their money yesterday.
Yeah, like imagine you went to an ATM and Citibank was like, hey, you can't take it out of any cash.
And imagine Citibank said, you can't wire the money out either.
Yeah.
You can't get your money in any way. Yeah. It's not your money right now. We're just going to keep it with us until further.
Yeah, that'd be pretty worrisome. And then on top of that, Bitcoin has already been down this year. So this caused even more of a freak
this out. Really negative crypto story sent Bitcoin under $24,000,
yeah,
which is the worst price since December 2020.
And it's not just been the Bitcoin. The value of all crypto yesterday plummeted by 14%.
If you're a long-time crypto holder,
yeah,
you're still up. If you bought at any point in the past 18 months, you're probably down on your crypto investment.
And no, Jack and I don't want to answer that question of when we bought. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in crypto?
One bad apple can punch the whole bunch.
Yeah, besties. Celsius, it's just one apple on the crypto tree. And it's honestly, it's not a particularly big apple.
Celsius is worth $3 billion, which is $5 billion in Fahrenheit. And plenty of other crypto startups and exchanges are worth way more than that.
But here's the situation. With Bitcoin already down 50% this year, investors, they're pretty on edge, Jack.
Yesterday, the news was all terrible and all about Celsius being terrible.
A really bad apple in the crypto
and
tree.
And that bad apple probably scared many people who were already on edge about their crypto to sell their crypto.
And Jack, last month we had Terra's stablecoin collapse. That's another bad apple on the crypto
Long-term,
tree.
Long-term, Bitcoin's investment thesis is unchanged.
Exactly. A digital scarce global currency for a decentralized world. That hasn't changed.
But short-term, one bad apple can punch the whole crypto bunch. Now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
Okay, so Jack and I got into the news business with our previous company, Markets Now.
Our goal was basically to democratize financial news for our generation.
Cut the jargon, talk about the profit puppy.
So when we first connected with Robinhood, there was a chemistry there.
We were doing for financial news what Robinhood was doing for the financial system.
Robinhood was democratizing finance for all, and it started by eliminating trading commissions and building a beautiful app.
Remember, we had the same color green, so
the green was destiny.
Destiny, absolutely.
So we sold Market Snacks to Robinhood, and we launched Robinhood Snacks.
The equivalent of proposing, getting married, and building a family together in just 3 years.
Much more to come on why we're thrilled that Robinhood is our exclusive sponsor.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, you can go to Robinhood.com/TBoy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view the fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood no longer affiliated with us or the podcast. For our third and final story, two of the oldest brands in beverages just partnered up for the first time.
Jack Daniel's and Coca-Cola in a can.
Okay, Jack, I think this is what it says on the tombstone. It says, spiked seltzer killed canned beer.
Canned cocktails killed spiked seltzer.
Boom, finally, Yetis, the two icons of American beverage, are RTDing together.
They are ready to drink canning together.
RTD is just winning right now.
Two public companies born in the 1800s.
Yeah, Jack, you got Coca-Cola. And you got Brown-Forman.
Two of the most valuable brands in beverage.
Coca-Cola owns Coke. Brown-Forman owns Jack Daniels.
Now, Coca-Cola and Jack Daniels are in a can, ready to drink cocktailing together.
The official drink of... I don't know what to order, so I'm just going to say something really quickly.
Now, for 132 years, yeah. Coca-Cola, the Atlanta-based company, never did alcohol.
And then there was an abrupt change 2 years ago, right at the beginning of the pandemic.
And now this is their fourth alcoholic beverage because soda drinking has been slipping the last few years.
So Coke is off the wagon.
Nick and I jumped in T-Boy style to Wikipedia and found that the first Jack and Coke was ordered in 1907.
Way back then, it was like part of some I don't even remember what we read now that I think about it. But both brands have been like missing out since then.
Jack and Coke, it's already ordered at the bar all the time.
It's an existing consumer behavior.
But you know how bars work. They like triple mark up the alcohol. So the bar is taking most of that profit.
But now Coca-Cola and Brown-Forman are cutting out the bartender. They're going not direct to consumer, just more direct.
They're taking the full cut of Jack Daniels and Coke with this deal.
Now, one thing we should mention, they are interestingly launching this in Mexico first. It's experimental.
Soon, though, once they perfect the product, we will be able to order a six-pack of the go-to bar order when you're on the spot and don't know what
to order. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for all of our buddies sipping on gin and juice?
Canned Jack and Coke is literally the definition of product market fit.
Okay, Yetis, if you've sat down with any venture capitalist, they will tell any startup that the key inflection point in that business is finding product market fit.
There's demand,
yeah,
but there's a hole in the market. Yeah. And guess what? Your product fits perfectly.
Well, Coca-Cola and Brown-Forman are launching a product with literally historically proven product
for
market fit.
For 100 years, there's been a fit in the market for this product.
And ready-to-drink cocktails are already the fastest-growing segment in all of alcohol.
We could not find you a better real-life example of product market
fit. Jack, there's the product.
Jack and Coke.
It is already a fit.
We've been ordering it for years.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways that never sleep for us?
We should point out that experts generally think it's nonsense that Lambda is sentient.
Yeah, but Lambda, it's been humanized. And when it's humanized, then we empathize.
For our second story, crypto lender Celsius appears insolvent.
One bad crypto apple can punch the whole crypto bunch.
For our third and final story, Brown-Forman and Coca-Cola are making a drink together.
Jack and Coke in a can. There is literally no better example of product market fit we could ever whip up for you. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Dan Galapa over in Chicago.
Push and play.
Here we go.
Hey, Nick and Jack. This is Dan in Boston, but I'm actually from the Midwest and a Chicagoan at heart. Not only was Chicago the site of the first Pride Parade in 1997, it made history when the mayor declared it the official gay neighborhood of Chicago, Boys Town, the first official LGBTQ neighborhood in the entire United States. This vibrant community hosts 3 weekends of Pride events from June to August, but rainbows and inclusivity shine all year round.
My buddy Barrett took me to the gay neighborhood.
Oh, really?
It's a lot of fun.
It looks like a lot of fun.
It's
actually
a lot of fun.
We just city biked through by Stonewall, by Stonewall Inn.
True.
There we go. There we go.
Christopher Street. That's where Pride originated.
We actually did a lot of city biking today. Your hair looked fantastic for the whole thing. You know that?
Well, I have a schwitz all over my face.
In the meantime,
right,
the Yetis, you look fantastic too. And when you see someone today, say, hey, HYHTBOR.
Have you had the best one yet?
If you know, you know.
Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. And before we go, congratulations to Ellie Shelpa and her husband, third wedding anniversary over in Boston.
Happy birthday to Nora Wise in Agoura Hills, California.
And Jenny Jovel over in Albany, New York.
Happy birthday, Annabelle Lippincott-Paxoy in San Francisco.
And Asim Grover, happy birthday in Austin, Texas.
And happy birthday to Peter Hertz in Louisville, Kentucky.
He didn't believe in podcasts, Jack, until he heard the best one yet.
Is that so?
The best one yet.
I'm going to celebrate that win tonight. This is Jack. Nick and I both own some Bitcoin and stock of Robinhood. Now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
So 4 years ago, we sold our company and we joined Robinhood.
A lot of people asked, when did we decide that selling was the right move?
So it was actually in our meeting with the co-founders, that's what sold us.
Vlad and Beju, also former roommates, also met in college, also were hanging out in New York City's East Village after the financial crisis.
And they just figured out how the financial system works.
So Vlad and Beju saw that Wall Street bigwigs, they were getting their fees waived, and they figured out a way to waive commissions for everyone else, too.
So we saw a big, bold vision and decided to join these guys. That's where we spent the last 3 years until now.
It makes sense now that Robinhood would sponsor our newly independent podcast.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, you can get started by going to Robinhood.com/TBOY, choosing a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view the fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
Dude, you're a good texter. Can I tell you that?
You know why? Because texting is just personal tweeting.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.